sunshine go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking.
Oh, sunshine's gonna go away, all right, here. It's a 4:45 on Downtown. Time for Message in the Bottle, presented by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street, Downtown Bangor. We welcome in Eric Meehan. Good day, sir.
All right, we're going to clarify something really quick. The sunshine going away is not brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese in any way.
Oh, no, no. You provide the sunshine even in stormy conditions.
Oh, this is just awful. It's so nice out, Rich.
Yes. Oh, don't I know it.
I just put up the new tarp for Eric and I to start throwing against, pitching, working on some pitches, and got confirmation that I'm all, you know, hooked up to help coach, you know, Little League, and, you know, it's just, we're there, and then, yeah.
Yeah, but all look, right. it'll be all over by the weekend, and then 60s next week.
It's more that I need the sogginess to go away.
I know.
Because the backyard is moist.
Oh, yes. So, I hope your tarp doesn't blow away with these big winds.
No, I've got it. Oh, I use many straps to lock it against our rather substantial playset. That's not going to, if it hasn't blown away yet, or at least the previous incarnation, it shan't go anywhere.
Okay, good.
And if it does, maybe I'll grab on and see where it takes me. But I feel bad for, you know, all the birds and the bees and all these things that you see, the signs of spring. You're like, oh, you're in for it. I hope you stick around. Anyway, so yeah, so we're gonna have a little more fun. Do pop into Bangor Wine and Cheese to stock up on the things, especially. We have wonderful things that are delicious, even if your power happens to go out, as I have noted several times in the past. However, this time we will have a generator, so we are ready. However, it'd be fine if the power doesn't go out. So when the power goes out, or when it doesn't, we turn our attention to cooking with alcohol this month. It's one of my favorite months because I love cooking and I love making tasty things with all the variety of alcoholic beverages that are out there. So when I like to remind people, this is not necessarily about pairing, but thinking about various beverages as ingredients, just like salt, pepper, vinegar, anything else. So why or why not would you add certain things? Obviously, you're talking about flavor profiles, right? So does whatever beverage you're thinking about enhance, change, or potentially destroy your desired outcome, all of which are definitely possible? So it can be very simple, small amounts. It can be larger amounts as a sort of a main base to your dish. Or it may be too much based on what you're using. And it's kind of important to think about things like alcohol content. If you're using something higher, like you're making penne alla vodka, you're using vodka, which is, you know, 40%, you're going to naturally use a little less of things like that. Whereas if you're using a beer or a wine, you might add more because ultimately, what is important to remember is, by and large, your alcohol, the alcohol itself, not the remainder, obviously, of the liquid, but the alcohol will burn off. And so there's no alcohol content at the end. So it's like, you know, kid safe or whatever, you know, it's not like something that's going to get you drunk, but it is going to concentrate that liquid and enhance the flavors. So if the flavors are no good, that will be no good because I'm the master of the English language. just really quickly on that topic, the alcohol does not have to burn off. So temperature will matter. And that will, you know, obviously be indicated on whatever recipes you're making. There's obviously different ways to use alcoholic beverages. One that is fantastic is marinating, because it helps break down the sinewy, tough bits in certain proteins. It also, you know, adds a lot of flavor, but you have to beware, we'll get to this in a second, of what you're marinating and what. Obviously, adding to, like, sauces for flavor, doing, like, reductions as well. So when you're, just like anything else, you'd reduce. Not only will the alcohol burn off, but you're going to thicken and concentrate that particular beverage. Certainly for making things like jellies and toppings, it's marvelous for things like that. So do look into that. And then obviously one of our things that we'll talk about, especially when we talk about cooking with beer, is moisture in baking, right? Like beer breads, cakes, things like that. You can add in, especially like, you know, like a nice decadent chocolate cake, you can add in like a beautiful stout or something like that and really, you know, punch it up a notch. So marinating, this is my famous story that I like to tell stories that paint me as the idiot, only because I want people to understand that we all start somewhere and there's always room to grow. So when I was starting out as a young singer and at Glimmergrass Opera in Cooperstown, New York, my parents had a little cabin across the way, and I thought, well, I'm going to start to cook for myself. And I said, well, there's a piece of salmon here at the supermarket, and I know that you can, you know, marinate things. And and I had some red cooking wine. By the way, don't ever use cooking wine. We'll talk about that more, but don't ever use anything labeled cooking wine. And I marinated salmon in red cooking wine. And the punchline is that thank God Sal's Pizzeria was open, because as soon as I opened the refrigerator and looked at this sort of purple-red a catastrophe in the making, I knew that I had miles to go. Today I'd like to think that I make a darn good salmon, it does not look purple in color. That is to say, everybody starts somewhere, and if you mess up, it's okay. It really is. And just really quickly to hit that cooking wine thing, cook with what you drink. Don't use expensive wine, and we'll get into why people think you need to use expensive wine. But always cook with something that you can actually consume. And if you ever drink cooking wine, for instance, you'll learn that it's loaded in sodium, and I don't know, it's some sort of bastardization of wine that I don't know who created and why, but someday I'll find them and smack them. But always cook with something that you can at least tolerate drinking, because otherwise when it reduces and concentrates in flavor, it will just taste like a worse bit of what you know, started with. So that's all I think for today. We're at, 4:54. Next week we'll start talking about cooking with wine and beer, and go from there. But I hope everybody has a lovely evening. If anybody's free tonight, there is the All City Orchestra concert that I will be attending. And if you're there, wave to me. I'll see you. And I'll talk to you all next week.
Well, that sounds like a good plan. Weather the storm, as I know you will, and we'll check in with you next Tuesday.
No doubt. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Eric. And remember, it's always sunny at Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor.